Douglas, we're going to need you to walk us through this impeachment process every day. Are you going to be willing to do it?
Oh, blow by blow on this one? This will be funny. Yeah, sure. Be happy to.
Okay.
Because people have a lot of fear because they believe that witnesses will be called and that, oh my gosh, they're going to call Lev Parnas, a criminal that they just did a criminal deal with so he could get out of his criminal jail so he could become a criminal testifier before they want to, you know, put up they want to put up Bolton, they want to put up all these people that they think are their last straws, their last hope that
they
have to try to find anything wrong with Trump.
What's going on today?
The process is that the House is still calling witnesses. And they're going to have more secret meetings. And don't think for one minute that this impeachment trial in the Senate is going to stop that. Now, what's happening in the Senate? Well, that's going to be nothing more than simply saying in a very official way the same exact thing that happened in the House Judicial Committee, where they took the inquiry report of the House Intelligence Committee, which is really a recommendation. It was like a legal brief. And which was sent over to the Judicial Committee. And then they had their dog and pony show where the Democrats had all the power, Republicans had none. Now, it's going to be the same thing, except that scumbag John Roberts, is going to be sitting there in his robes as if he deserves to. And then they're going to have all these senators sitting there for the first time in their life, actually having to listen. Because the one thing that we know about politicians is they do not listen. They only talk. And so we're going to go from talk to their walk, and we're going to get to see Mitch McConnell in full regalia, full gear, full on military affront. This is political, what is it called? This is the theater of the absurd. And so we're going to get to see him do what Nancy did in the House, which is basically use his majority to control the situation before it even starts. They know exactly where it's going before it starts. And what has really happened? Nothing. They've been trying to impeach him since the second that he declared. They wanted to impeach him as a candidate. They wanted to impeach him as president-elect, impeach him as a sitting president. Now it goes on. And now they want to impeach him as a candidate for 2020. And this is the strongest point that comes. His lawyers, Trump's lawyers, have already written back the same exact content that the Republicans used to beat down the Democratic accusations. But as Pelosi said, this is not about proof. This is about accusations. That's literally what she said. So when this comes down to it, they think they're going to keep accusing right on past 2020 and the 4 years beyond that if they hold the House. Why? Because they passed the Green New Deal. These are political psychotics at this point. These are people who later in history, people will say, how could anyone possibly say or do or believe that? Same thing with the impeachment, because there's nothing there. It's the biggest nothing burger of ever. But hiding underneath the impeachment is Hillary Clinton's stating she's going to step into the arena. In other words, Hillary is basically saying she's getting involved in the election and she's going to take the White House one way or the other. Even if she has to Arkanside the president, she has to go in as the vice president underneath. Anyway, the point is that the brief, what they haven't given the brief, which will be given today, and the brief will be hundreds of pages, and it'll be the documents that the president's lawyers will present along with, first off, nothing more than an expansion of the 7-page letter they already gave us for the public to read, and now they've given the memorandum, which is nothing more than a response to this legal process and saying that, yes, the lawyers will come over. And they've already put a kill switch on it anyway. If the Democrats want to get stupid and start to try to put in motion after motion, then Mitch McConnell will simply allow the lawyers for Trump to pull the plug. So it's not going anywhere. He's not going to get impeached. They can't get 2/3 to vote against Trump. But anybody who does vote against Trump that's a Republican, well, he's gone if he's in the next election. They're out. And the Democrats, of course, will all, just like a pack of hyenas, just like a pack of wolves, they'll all hunt together without hardly anyone straying, because there is a collective mind that happens there when you become so basically what I would call chaos Marxist-inspired fascism. And basically, you see that fascism on crazy Nancy Pelosi's lapel pin. That is a fascist. And it's the mace of the house, which is only used to beat down those who don't obey. So she wants to take the White House, and that's the way the lawyers are framing it. And that's the way they should frame it.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make us look like we're a British operation and that this is a vote of no confidence. We have to always remember that President Trump's executive office is equal to the Congress and the courts. Nancy Pelosi is not the head of Congress. She is one representative in the House of Representatives, and she is trying to take down the executive branch so that we no longer have three branches in our government. That's what's going on.
Absolutely. Pelosi thinks she's the queen along with Hillary and that she's clearing the way either for herself or for Hillary, one way or the other, both of whom were born into mob families in Chicago and in Baltimore, respectively. Except there was no respect. These are killers. They were born into a family where their dad was a killer in front of their own eyes. And that's what they do. And that's what they're doing now. They're trying to kill Donald Trump politically.
So the point of this is we want you readers and listeners to know that we'll be watching the impeachment hearings, whatever they are. We'll be watching this circus. And every day I'm going to bring the microphone to Douglas to give you a review of what we have seen and heard up to the point that we're doing the recording, and we're going to put it on the CAT report for easy access. These will not be loaded up as audio. So do you have anything in closing? Because you're getting ready to go down and start watching.
Well, yes. I'll say that their attempt with the 1974 ICA stating that Trump misused the money, no, wrong. Stating that Lev Parnas worked with Devin Nunes, no, wrong. That was a fake thing that Schiff did illegally to get telephone numbers. Saying that in any way Rudy Giuliani did anything wrong, no. Saying that surveilling Yanunovich, the Ukrainian ambassador, no, didn't happen. So when it comes down to it, we've already heard every single accusation, Nancy Pelosi, and none of them have any proof. And sorry for you, accusations hold in the House, but the proof of the Senate trial is what will hold the impeachment overall.